Who's got the heart of a hunter? Pounding like thunder, prowling the night. I like an Indian summer, beat of a drummer, coming alive. If you got Game Boy, you can pass go. We can go faster, we can go slow. We can get higher, we can get low. No, there ain't no rules tonight. If you got young blood, let's party.
What is it?
Oh, live? Can you hear me?
If you were fire, if you got soul.
Okay, we're live.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J.
Erdo.
And Eric. We lost your nickname, but Eric, so we were live all that time.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
I didn't hear you before, yes.
I hope that they can hear us on Periscope. Remember, join us on Periscope at Break THR Sports. Just do a search for Sports. Breakthrough Entertainment.
Oh, that's right.
It's because it's
Greg's
thing.
Oh, I forgot. It's on our...
It's all connected. Twitter.
It's our Twitter deal. I was tweeting all day long at the...
You were tweeting... Oh.
San Jose. I was at the Stanley Cup, of course.
Yeah. Yes, you were. You were tweeting with us. And let's see
phenomenal.
What...
Phenomenal.
They're saying...
Oh, they can't hear you.
Yeah,
you can move your mic when you move.
I know, but I can't see what it says.
You
I'm
need
sorry.
My glasses.
I know, but you can take the mic with you.
You need my glasses.
I know. Okay.
Now you're acting like an 80-year-old.
And
come on.
It says someone's joining, and apparently I need better contacts. That's, I think,
oh, she needs you better contacts. Oh, no, she says, yes. Apparently I need better contacts or a bag over Joseph's
but
face.
But we appreciate okay. A bag over my face.
Double bag date.
That's why preferably. This is radio. No, I am. Hey, one of our viewers said that I was extremely hot.
Oh, who said that?
They said it last week.
George?
It was a girl. Let me see. Oh,
it was a girl? Eric, what's up with that?
Hey, from Cali.
He could be
Cali.
Making it up.
No, they said it's on the replay. Check it out. Last week, they said I was hot.
How high can you go with your voice? That was good, though. It sounded like sort of Italian.
Well, we got
like
Chipmunks
Italian.
On a little bit later.
Oh.
There's people are saying things. I wish I could read what they were saying.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So that guy next to you is hot.
No.
Yeah, it says
not
that.
You. No, just me.
No, it
just
says
me.
That.
Just
no,
me.
Look, he wants...
Yeah, he wants. Yes.
No, he wants you. Gillette
no, he
man.
Wants you.
Gillette man.
No.
Ever
no.
hear that?
It was
the best a man can get.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I am the Gillette, the best a man can get. But no.
How about a Gillette toe?
It was a very attractive girl last week. She said that I was hot.
I was pretending.
No, it wasn't you. Then there was the Greek woman, and she
oh,
was
really?
Attractive as well. Yes. There was a Swedish girl, and she was extremely attractive, and she said I was hot. And there was an extremely attractive Greek girl, and she said I was hot. And
look,
she was
trimmed. It's blowing up right now.
I know. Blowing up.
Babaramas.
You can't say blowing up.
Oh, you can? Yeah, I think you can.
In this day and age?
Oh, with a doll?
What?
I don't know. Eric, have you ever heard of those things? Blow-up dolls? What are they?
No, I prefer the real doll.
Really?
Oh, like Kathleen.
Where's Kathleen?
She's a doll.
Realdoll.com.
What? I don't see Kathleen today.
I prefer meatballs.
She's not here.
Oh.
I prefer meatballs and little spoons.
Oh, that sounds... Okay,
huh? What,
I'm not going to touch that one.
Okay.
Meatballs and little spoons.
What?
That's the only crazy. Way to pick up little meatballs.
All right, Boo. Oh. All right, Boo. It's all good,
Boo.
Bae. And speaking of Bae, we got
Michael Bay.
No,
is
not
there?
That. No.
Michael
well,
Bay?
Actually, Michael Bay is here in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
filming
right. They're filming
on
the Transformers 9 million.
Oh yeah, I heard up 303, right?
Yeah, on the Loop 303. So Mark Wahlberg.
Go?
No, they wouldn't let me in. I pretended like I was Mark Wahlberg because of course I look exactly like him. I didn't have a shirt on, and I went over to Loop 303 and I said, "Hey, how you doing? You come in this Boston, right? Come in, Mr. Boston. I'm here for my close up. Yeah. Huh?
Are
what?
You going to be on the
Who?
Impressionist or whatever
say,
that is?
Say hi to your mother for me, all right? Say hi to your mother
now
for me.
Now you got a Irish accent.
What? Who? Where?
What are you wearing there, Dave?
What?
Me?
Not
what?
Over
What's
your
going
shirt,
on?
Not under.
Oh, that's my Stanley Cup final credentials.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going back to San Jose tonight.
Wow, so you have to put that on now?
Yeah, I wanted to show it on Periscope.
That's how you,
yeah,
that's how
look,
you get
Periscope,
on the plane.
Periscope.
Show
okay.
off. Show off. I'm
no.
going to... I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to show off too. I brought my friend here in studio before I introduce
and
him.
And around your neck.
No, not a rum. What?
That would be an albatross.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
No, but by the way, the song that brought us into the show is Gem and the Holograms, Young Blood.
Wow,
my,
look at
my jam.
But look at all these questions for your friend. Like,
no,
you don't know
no,
him.
No, there's no questions. Don't worry about it. Don't worry.
See?
It's not questions. No, he's leaving. He's leaving. All right. So I've mentioned my great group of friends in the past, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have.
Yeah, like all
and
them.
I've met
Shannon,
some of them.
You've met Shannon.
I've
Shannon's
even
a quality
a few.
Person. Dimitar, Sandra, Jim,
I never met
Emily.
Dimitar.
Candace, Danielle. You met Danielle. She's out in the parking lot.
Dimitar is from Jurassic World.
He is from Bulgaria.
Okay, I never met Dimitar.
He is a very good cook.
I met some of the
he
girls.
He is very good with girls, yes.
What do you mean?
He's very good.
What does that mean,
he
betting
says, how
good?
Much?
What is that? Oh, yes. I see. He's a manager. He's in management.
All right, so is he from Kazakhstan? Or
no, he's just from Bulgaria. I don't differentiate him. It's kind of racist. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize to all of our listeners.
We'll call you Donald.
No, that's okay. We had problems with Donald last
Greg
week.
Greg told
with
me
you're
absolutely voting for Donald.
No.
No.
That's what he said.
Not necessarily.
Controversy.
No. Yeah, I was, no, not necessarily. I mean, things are.
You did drink the Kool-Aid, but now you're seeing things.
Well,
clearly.
He's unwinding a bit. I mean, he's saying.
A bit?
I mean, he's saying things that are not good, right? And he's not taking responsibility. That's a problem, right?
You think?
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not. I thought Bernie was.
Dude, he's out of money, too.
Is he?
Yeah, he's admitted that his campaign's out of funds. Now, I thought he was a billionaire that was going to fund his own campaign, was not going to take any money from the Republicans, so that he was bought and sold.
And now he
And guess what? He's asking for money from the RNC.
Do you think they'll give it to him?
Oh, sure, as long as he concedes to whatever they want.
Yeah, which may be a long day if that doesn't seem to be happening at all.
Well, no, I mean, they're going to make demands, and he's going to have to promise that he'll do those things.
It's quite a crazy political season.
It's the craziest.
I've never seen it like this before. What's Joseph doing? He's looking at himself.
They want to know what we're talking about. We're talking about Donald Trump.
Oh,
are they not listening?
No, they're listening. They're listening. They just tuned in just a second late. I don't know. I want to know if all my cool friends are here. We got some great people on Periscope that joined us last week.
Oh,
and so remember, you can join us on Periscope. You can check out my hummus.
I joined you on Periscope.
You
last
did.
Week.
You did.
From
I was
San Jose.
Didn't I? I was very charismatic on the camera, wasn't I? I was super hot.
No.
Sexy.
I'm
no.
sorry. No. No, no.
Why, Danny, why are you laughing? Okay.
Sorry. Second that.
Yeah, well, see? Thank you very much.
Well, one of my best friends, Danny, is here in studio. Do you want me to say your last name or just leave it at Danny?
Leave it at Danny.
This is the Witness Protection Program.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there's this old woman called Doris Markovic.
That's okay. I'm
stalking
very concerned about your memory, so that's fine.
Yes. But I've known Danny for 3 years, and we've gone on many adventures.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he didn't like me enough to stay here in Arizona, so he moved away.
He moved away, and
yes,
he's back,
to another state. But he's back for the weekend.
The weekend?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. He has a very lovely wife, though.
Yes. Yeah. Ying.
Yeah.
Lovely Ying. Hi, Ying.
Hi.
No, she's very. You're very lucky. She's very pretty. And
yes.
She's very soft-spoken, and she's probably really nice, right?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Very, very lucky guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you jealous of me?
Do you have a sister for this young man?
No sister.
Do you have a mother?
Why?
For this
what
young
we,
man?
No MILFs. No, we've done that. No, we haven't actually.
Mother, we said.
Cougars.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good word.
Yeah.
Cougars. Or snow leopards. Snow leopards.
Or even a great grandma.
No, thank you.
No.
Wait, maybe she has some friends.
Gilf.
For you.
Some friends.
Oh wait, do you have some friends for him?
Well,
yeah,
she doesn't like me very much. She just doesn't. Yeah, she's. I. You know what? I try to. I hug. She doesn't like me. She doesn't like me hugging her and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, I try to lift her up in the air and, you know, right.
Lift her
right?
up in the air.
Yeah.
What is that about, Eric?
I like to lift my friends up.
I'm trying to put her on a pedestal.
Let's meet Ying, and then he does twirling, acrobatic stuff with
the,
her.
The Periscope viewers want to see the girl.
Well, I think that's appropriate.
Yeah. We'll show you.
No, she says
no. No.
No,
no. No, no, no. It's just us today. I'm sorry.
What, is she saying no?
Yeah, she's saying no. So you just have to settle for my sexiness. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Danny.
See,
I've got
great friends, apparently.
All right, so where were we?
Yeah, I don't know.
Danny's in studio,
in town.
What's the
back
N
for the
or the A? What is that, the emblem there?
On your shirt.
Yeah, it's on your shirt.
That's there.
It looks like your pocket.
It's an N.
Yeah, that's true.
It's an N. What's N for?
What does N stand for?
Nice.
I'm
naughty.
Nice.
Yeah. Naughty.
Ooh.
Yeah. Exactly.
You got it.
I got it. All right. See, I guess. Well, hey, you take a guess.
You can get
shout out to R.I.P. to Christina Grimmie, who was on our show, shot dead.
Yeah. That. Yeah. That is tragic. That is so tragic, right, Joseph?
Yes.
You, I think you met her. Well, she was on our show. We interviewed her.
Yeah, she's sang at the Christmas tree lighting up at Anthem.
Yeah, and Danny just saw her, a couple weeks ago in concert.
Right. We went to her concert in Pennsylvania 2 weeks ago, and we see her, and we even took a picture, and then couldn't even believe this happened last night.
How old? She was only, early 20s? Or
she was young.
22.
I mean, despite the age, but still, it's very, it's so tragic. It's just, man,
And Danny, you were a really big fan of hers as well, right? She was very talented.
Right.
And in fact,
she got a very good voice, and she's pretty, so at least the world has seen her talent.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I told you last night. Have comfort, because, you know, the world has experienced Christina's talent, you know, and so far too short of a time, but the world did get to experience that that heavenly talent, and Danny and I are fortunate enough to have met her in real life.
Wow.
Sounds like she was stalked.
Really?
It says in the article that the killer plotted it.
Oh, wow. Did they catch the
the killer actually committed suicide.
Wow. That is just the incredibly...
World, and that's what I'm saying. Last week we had on a guest about, you know, they were talking about love and relationships and stuff. We need to keep the people that we love and care about extremely close to each other, to us, because the world is a very lonely and scary and just a very scary place.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad things out there in the world, so we've got to keep the people that we love extremely close and not ever let them go.
Yeah, I strongly agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt. But thoughts, prayers, or family, or friends, or fans, I mean, they must be in complete shock. And
I had Greg, I sent it to Greg, I don't know if he posted it on Facebook yet, but a picture of Danny and myself and Christina from the Christmas tree lighting at the Outlets at Anthem, as well as our interview with her from 2014, November 2014.
Now, did she study in Nashville? I'm trying to remember.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I did, since it was so fast and everything, I didn't get a chance to re-listen to the interview. I'm going to do that this afternoon, but you can listen to it as soon as Greg posts that on Facebook.
Wow.
In 6 months?
Probably. No. He'll get on that in the next at least in the next couple weeks.
Dave thinks that's funny.
I'm speechless, and I'm never speechless.
We're having a good time.
So, Danny.
Yes. What is your favorite play? What do you miss most about Arizona, except for my sexiness?
Oh, my
God. Oh,
Eric,
Jesus.
Did you?
Oh, was it that kind of a relationship?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
But look who he picked. He picked the right person.
Huh?
He picked the right one.
Yes, he did. So what is, in all seriousness, besides missing your friends, what is your the thing that you miss most about Arizona?
Cactus.
I like cactus.
Yes. You only can see it here, right?
Yeah.
Not in Virginia, though.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, not Virginia. What do you have in Virginia? You have the four seasons.
At least we have four seasons.
Yeah.
Sounds like three more seasons than here.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and that's a great movie. They had a movie.
There was a movie about it.
Yeah, you're right, actually. And so do you miss the bar crawls?
A lot,
Wait,
yes.
When did you get married, by the way?
A long time ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So you still went to bar crawls?
Well, you go to bar crawls. You don't go to bar crawls except for to have fun with your friends.
Yeah.
Some people use them for other situations.
Did you both go, you and your wife?
We both go, of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just checking up.
Oh.
Yes.
Too much information.
Yeah, this is too much. But we do have pictures, and we have a guest for you, a surprise guest. The one time your lovely wife did not go. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Are you sure just the one time? I'm figuring out which time.
Who's the daddy?
Yeah. Oh. Who's your daddy?
The daddy.
This is this is the new segment, Who's the Daddy? We don't do DNA testing. We have other methods, right?
The hot girl just
that may be
just,
painful.
The hot girl from last week just said that she wishes that she was here with me.
You.
Well, I was going to say us, but I was like selfish. But
us, that would be illegal in 17 states.
I know. That's the hot girl just said that. Well, it's proof. It's proof.
Oh, well,
it's proof.
Can she send the picture and then maybe this we could ignore the 17th
And now,
state.
Now it says ha 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 ha. So I hope it was a joke.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like it. When like you scary. Say ha 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 ha.
Yeah. It's right? like it's like JK. LMFAO.
Oh,
all that
you do
rolling
that in
on
texting,
the floor.
You don't actually say it.
Yeah,
let's no. say
now. Wow, he's really obsessed, Eric, with reading.
It says shout
mail.
Out to my little brother Anime or Amini or something like
anime.
That.
How come I can't find the Periscope feed?
I don't know. It's under Breakthrough Entertainment.
Wow, they're having some type of quarrel here live.
Well, and
on
I'm
air.
Hoping we have direct audio and everything. This
oh,
week.
Well, it must be picking up somewhere because people are writing.
People
to you,
are writing. There's the
and
yeah,
they're begging
writing,
you to
and
visit
they're saying
them.
How hot I am. And then there's a bunch of hearts.
No, it's a dream.
Yeah.
No, it's not. This is not a dream. And then something about their
okay,
behind and stuff like that.
You're blocking
this is
Danny. Okay.
I know.
So Danny,
this is fun, right, Danny?
Yeah. So the Christmas tree lighting. Yeah, you're a very cool guy. I met you several times. And tell us about Virginia.
Virginia.
No, the girl.
Be
not
kind.
The state.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Let me check my phone book first.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a couple of girls named Virginia.
Whoa.
And don't
Whoa.
Forget our advertiser, Virginia Auto Care.
Oh, really?
down 7th Street.
Oh, is it a good one?
7th and Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
If you need your car fixed.
Oh, yeah. Nicely done.
It took me forever to get out of the deuce yesterday, you know? The
out
traffic.
Of the what?
The deuce. The deuce. The
you didn't say deuce.
The deuce.
You did what not say deuce, did
no,
he,
No, I said the deuce.
No, he
did. Get out of the deuce.
He did not say... He didn't.
Wrapped up like a deuce?
No.
A runner
it's
in the night?
The place that I've talked about before here.
Do
it's
it with a lips. A lips.
No.
Whatever.
Say how do you mother for
no,
me?
No, say
huh?
it.
Say how do you mother for me, huh?
Okay. Yeah? All right, let's get back to Danny.
Danny. So what... Virginia...
No, we've gone over
we've
that.
We've gone over Virginia. Yeah. Danny, what is since we always talk about movies, what is the favorite your favorite movie that you've watched lately? Uh-oh, his eyes just like... Yeah, I wasn't prepared for this.
Oh, of course I wasn't. Yeah. To be honest, I haven't been watching movies for a while.
Now, okay. Here's the saying, and Eric, you're going to appreciate this too, is that a lawyer never asks a question that he doesn't know the answer.
The cops don't either.
Yeah, and a reporter, a broadcaster, never asks a question where he doesn't know the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, I rest my case. Now ask another. What? Look at this guy. He's obsessed with fan mail.
Because they're saying I'm hot.
And I'm trying to find the feed. It doesn't exist.
It's a Swedish girl. She says ABBA is cool, and then there's something in Swedish.
ABBA's cool. What else do you expect from a Swedish girl?
And she says that I'm hot. She says, you are very hot. It's proof. It's proof.
What's proof?
The thing. And there's people.
It's proof that you're hot or that somebody says you're hot.
Yeah.
In Canadians.
Oh, my.
And they're talking about Canada and stuff.
Why don't
like
we just
that?
Get a big screen?
We do need a big screen.
Yeah.
Okay, what does it say?
Oh.
There's two of them in the other room.
Okay.
They put the fires. They put fires, and it says, you are very hot.
That would be cool if we had like a big screen there with all the...
Yeah. Donald Trump says fires. You're fired. That's what he says.
Yes.
Ego, that's very famous.
My ego is huge
he does
right
say
now.
That. It is?
Yeah.
Is there anything bigger than
my
ego?
My ego.
Is there anything? I'm just asking... You know, people have big eagles, right, Eric?
Eagles?
Ego.
Yes, I don't know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah, but the Donald
you
has.
You mean Donald, yes.
Donald has a
yes.
big ego. I think a lot of politicians do, don't you think?
Did you hear what Michael... you know, first of all, Donald Trump keeps using people's music for his theme song.
He does?
Yeah, he used R.E.M.'s It's the End of the World as We Know It. Michael Stipe had a pretty good message for him. You should look that up on Google. I can't say it over the air.
Oh.
And then now he's using Queen's We Are the Champions.
Oh, he is.
And Brian May said, quote, stop using our music for your unsavory campaign.
Oh, wow. That it looks like we're getting a call for Danny.
Uh-oh.
You are a popular dude. Some caller probably in Phoenix wants to talk to you about, and let's hope it's not one of the bar crawls that your lovely wife Ying was not at. Let's see.
Groove is in the heart,
okay,
by the way.
Okay, I think it is one of the girls.
Oh,
that
it is
met.
One of the girls that you met at the bar crawl.
Now, Bobby, don't say too much about
yes,
Danny. His
not
wife
too much.
Is here.
His wife is here. Bobby, how was Danny?
Bobby, you're on.
Bobby, how's it going?
Don't say too much about Danny. His wife is here.
Hey.
The fire
department.
She's not wearing headphones. She can't hear it.
The fire department is coming over here because my radio is smoking hot because of the talk that's going on that radio station. I want you to know my taxes cannot go to pay for your trash talk. Now, put my radio fire out. This is annoying. And you, young man, with your big ego,
yeah.
we need to quell it down there. Calm it down.
They said that the Swedish girl...
The ego will probably explode, and then you will just demolish...
There will be an explosion in here, and I don't want to be here.
No, me either. Be like a piece of mercury gone to heaven.
They said that my heart is bigger than my ego. By the way, for
where
anyone...
is your head? Your head, H-E-A-D, ooh. Needs to get more into analytical.
Why did you have to spell that?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Never mind. Your head is bigger,
I got
the analytical and the logical part of it is not functioning.
I don't think there's two different spellings.
So. Pull the chip out. The chip is wrong.
I don't think so either.
I just want to...
Zeppelin, that would be H-E-D.
Yeah. Anyone who's just now joining us, maybe who is unfamiliar with Breakthrough Entertainment, Bobby is my...
Aunt Bobby.
Aunt
Bobby.
Grandma Bobby.
Okay, well, why are you always hitting on me then, Bobby?
I am not hitting on you.
You came to the bar crawl and you told me to write on your parts.
You wrote on my chest. What's
yes!
the big deal? It's meat. It's a piece of meat.
It's a piece of meat. I don't view women as pieces of meat.
It's full of fat. Fat cells.
Fat cells?
Fat globules.
I like fat cells.
All the chest is comprised of, the breast is comprised of fat cells. So to have you write with your black marker on my white T-shirt on my chest is not a big deal. It's a piece of meat.
That's
disgusting. What are you getting all on Twitter thinking I'm hitting on you? I would not hit on you.
Why did you hit on me? Who's talking? Who is that in the background?
She has a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend.
No, it's not a boyfriend. That's part of my harem. They're getting retrained. They're in re-education camp.
Bobby, I know you...
Everything you're saying is politically wrong today.
Come again?
Come again.
See something what I mean?
There's a full moon.
Bobby is slaying you, the Swedish girl says.
So.
We got people, they're dying laughing.
No, we're not dying laughing. Just dying, but you are here to promote and to get the laughter cells going so that when you write on women's chests, you don't get all excited thinking that they're in lust with you.
Ooh, I like how you said that, in lust.
Right, they're not in lust with you.
Yeah, so
yeah.
You got to then get different color markers. And
all I heard,
yeah. Oh, I want you to know the T-shirt that we
or
did
finger
do,
paint.
We did do the lust thing with is now shredded. I mean, the cats have jumped all over it. They fell in love with it.
Ooh.
And then I wore it several times to take care of the dogs.
Oh.
So then we went into trans species.
Trans
species. All right, here we go.
You know,
is that separate bathrooms or something?
No, trans species.
Yeah, the separate bathrooms. I heard
No. The cats, dogs, and I will probably all go potty in the acreage. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, so that's a better law.
Bobby with an I, right, Bobby?
I-E.
I-E. Okay, I didn't know. I thought it was B-O-B-B-I-E.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and only one O.
Only one O.
Only one O?
Three B's.
Two B's for two.
Three B's.
Three D's. I like that.
Oh, 3 D's?
What is...
Oh.
Something happened.
I don't know
that's
if you're... The last time I heard that was on Howard Stern's show.
Aunt Bobby is the man, they said.
I know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and take
my pill. We want to hear what results from this buzzing sound.
Oh,
yeah.
That was the bees.
No,
the
do
three
that.
Bees.
Turn it on again. Yeah, keep
that's,
going.
That's something else.
That is not the V word.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys be nice.
No, I like
I'm going to get fired.
I
over
told you
here
to behave, Bobby.
I'm at the Arcatempi. I could get fired.
No, you
I'm
could.
A volunteer, and I could get fired.
How do you get fired as a volunteer?
Because I'm not getting enough people to come in here and buy our stuff at 50% off.
Bobby, I'm going to tell you a pickup line off the air about a hot dog, okay?
I don't want to listen to hot dogs.
Yeah,
I got rid of her. She was starting to.
Yeah, that's okay.
Fray.
But our viewers on Periscope, they loved it, and I see Bobby thinks I'm hot, and the people in Sweden think I'm hot, and the Canadians think I'm hot.
And
so it's just the Americans.
But
apparently.
Those of us who know you,
oh,
think you're not.
Oh, come on. Oh, thanks a lot, Danny. You're supposed to support me.
No, he's not.
Ying, am I hot?
Oh, she's like turning.
She doesn't have a microphone.
Oh,
she's,
that she's answers a lot.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Wait, now she's nodding her head yes when you didn't look. All right.
Okay.
So it's the Periscope feed. Is it Breakthrough Sports?
It's Break THR Sports.
Well, that's our Twitter feed for probably everything.
Right, but that's the name of the Periscope feed because I can't find it anywhere.
Oh.
Well, just do a search for Breakthrough Entertainment, and it's on there. It's,
I did.
My face is on there. Dave's face is on there, unless they blocked us.
Danny's face is on there.
No, it's not, because he didn't approve it.
Bobby's chest is on there.
No, no. Actually, we're going
the
to
The writing's
take,
on the wall, Dave. Yeah.
We're going to take a short break, okay? But don't start playing the music yet, okay? I want everyone to clap their hands, okay? In rhythm.
Clap.
How can we clap to the rhythm of the song if we can't hear it?
Go ahead and start playing the song, number two.
We will rock you, right?
No, you're not allowed to use that.
Come on.
Oh.
Here we go.
We're not?
You or Trump.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Clap. Here we go. Play it.
Play.
All right. Ready for it? Yeah. Here we go. We're going to have a party here. Young blood, love to party. Red hot, feeling naughty.
Where's Greg when we need him?
Grab your butt, somebody. Young blood.
Eric, I think we should analyze what drug Joseph is on. What would you say?
Do we need to do a drug test?
I'm high on helium right now.
Helium. Yeah, helium, not hurlium.
No.
Helium.
All right, the song's short, so we will be right back after this break. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.